Our text for this morning is the epistle reading from Paul's letter to the Galatians, chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son, and if a son, then an heir through God. This is our text. Dear Christian friends, it is not such an uncommon story that a young unmarried woman becomes pregnant before, and she and her fiancé are too poor to even afford a child, and so after the birth, there is an adoption. But in this story, there is a unique twist. Jesus is the one who's born to that poor young girl, and instead of him being adopted as a result, we are the ones who are adopted into his family. So that we who are poor sinners and slaves to sin inherit a new family and a new godly way of life. Often we picture the Holy Family as Mary and Joseph and Jesus. Here, Paul pictures the Holy Family as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and all of us as their children. Because Jesus is born to join us under the law, the Father adopts us as joining Christ as heirs and sons. And the Holy Spirit joined us together, freeing us to live as sons. Let's think first about how Jesus is born to join us under the law. We read, when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law. You know that every year there's a whole batch of movies that come out right at Christmas time, hoping that families on vacation will use some time to go to the movies together. And so some often include some reference in the movie to Christmas itself. Well, one of those movies coming out this year is a remake of the story of Orphan Annie. Now, I don't know if that movie includes any direct reference to Christmas, but I think that story has some similarities to Paul's story of Christmas here. Little Annie is waiting for the time that her parents will come back to her. Meanwhile, she's a ward of the state. It's the legal system that designates who's in charge. She is under the law. It's a hard knock life for her and for those who are with her. A life that depends on following rules and working for everything that you get. Until a rich benefactor comes into her life and decides to take care of her without her deserving it. And her whole life is transformed. Well, I haven't seen the latest Annie movie, so I don't know if she ends up being adopted at the end of it or not. But, Paul says, that is what happens to us. In his letter to the Galatians, Paul points out first for his Jewish readers that we are all like children under foster care until Jesus came. Their lives were controlled by the rules, the laws of the Old Testament. But he also says to his Gentile readers in Galatia that they too have been living under a legalistic religion based on working to get things that they deserve. In fact, this is the natural born religion of every human mind. It's a hard knock life because you get what you deserve and everything depends on how good you are. As much as we'd like to think that we are good enough, when we're truly honest with ourselves, it's hard to believe that there is someone out there, God, who truly loves us. This is why we end up making it such a hard knock life in this world. Because while we're trying to act good and look good, we assume that there's nothing that's really for free. And so we end up living like we all have to look out for ourselves. But now Paul says, Jesus has been born under the law in order to redeem us, to be with us. He went through that legal system in order to make us his very own. When the time came that God had planned and things were fully developed, God used the Roman law to fulfill all of his plans for where Jesus was to be born, the law of that census. Today's gospel emphasizes over and over, did you notice how many times the word law was mentioned in the gospel reading? How from the time that he was a little baby, he was fulfilling all of the requirements of Jewish ceremonial law. Ultimately, Jesus takes our place in submitting to the law that says the wages of sin is death. Now that the price has been paid, we now belong to him. And we are now not slaves, not belonging to him in that sense, but dear children. And so we see that the Father adopts us as sons and heirs. We read, so that we might receive adoption as sons, so you are no longer a slave, but a son, and if a son, then an heir through God. Now I understand that in that new movie about Annie, it's her charm that wins over this benefactor, Will Stacks is the guy in the name of him in the new movie, who first wants to just make himself look good by helping this poor little girl. Well, that's what the analogy breaks down. Because in reality, God is the one who looks on us by his grace and sees us as good and wins us over with his unconditional love. And this is more like a different story of adoption that you may have heard. It's been in the news lately. It's about Grace and Matthew Huang. They're an Asian couple, I think American citizens, who have just been released from being under arrest in the Middle Eastern country of Qatar. They were arrested because they had adopted three African children, and one of them had died. It seemed to be from an eating disorder, which actually is not that uncommon for children who have experienced poverty and starvation. They were under suspicion in Qatar from the very first, however, because in that society, which does not believe in adoption in the first place, they couldn't see why anybody, this Asian couple, would adopt somebody who is not like them, African children. They assumed that they look ugly to you because they don't look like you. And so they assumed when this one little girl died, they had been planning to kill them all along in order to harvest their organs. And so the parents were accused of having starved this little girl to death. Contrary to the ways of the world in which we live, God has adopted us. Even though we are very different from him, in spite of the fact that our sin makes us truly ugly. And he did it out of his pure grace and compassion for us. Instead of planning to kill us and use us for his purposes, God planned all along that he would die, that his own son, Jesus, would be our organ donor, that he would give us his heart, his righteousness. Now, it's interesting that the wife of that Asian couple who adopted these children and the female lead in this new movie about Annie both have the same name, Grace. That is the reason that God does all that he does for us. It's by what we call grace, for Jesus' sake. God has made us his children so that we might be his heirs, receiving all we have because Jesus has died and has left it to us for free. This includes the forgiveness of all of our sins. It includes that God, our loving Father, provides for us, gives us everything that he sees we need in this world by his grace, and it also includes eternal life in his heavenly home with him. But he also does more. He also transforms our lives here to free us from that dysfunctional behavior of those who are used to being in spiritual poverty and starving for love, which makes it so hard for us to give and to receive love, even when God so generously gives it to us. We see that the Spirit frees us to live as sons. Verse 6 says, "Because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father." I was talking just the other day to someone who is recently retired. And like most retired people, he said, "Yes, I'm busier now than I ever was before." But the difference is, now he's not working because he has to in order to make a living. But now that all of his needs are provided for, he's doing things because he wants to help other people. This is the lifestyle for those for whom the time has fully come in which finally they can be retired. But Paul says it's also the lifestyle for us now that the time has fully come that we are redeemed by Jesus. We are free from being slaves to the law, that is, doing what we do because we have to, in an attempt to earn God's blessings and love. Now that God has fully provided for us, we can freely serve God and serve others in their needs out of love because we want to. Jesus, God's Son, did all that He did for us, not because He had to, but because He wanted to, out of love for us whom His Father loves. And this is what the Holy Spirit now pours out into our hearts, so that we also call God Abba, which is what Hebrew little babies call their fathers. It means the same as Dada, Daddy. This means we know He loves us, and we love Him too. This is what the Spirit gives to us. We are no longer burdened with the things that we need to do. We now think about all the things that Jesus has done for us that we need. And so now we can see all those things we want to do in showing God love for God and for others He loves because of what Jesus wants for us. For many, the time of waiting for Christmas is over. Christmas has come and gone. And so children no longer have to try to be good in order to deserve presents. And many now have turned their thoughts to resolutions for how they're going to be better in the new year. Well, for us, it's not exactly the same. The time of waiting is over, and Jesus is here. And Christmas is still here. And we don't need to try to be good to deserve God's gifts. We are free to live new and better lives, because Jesus has been born to join us under the law. So our situation has changed. We are no longer under the law doing just what we have to do, living a hard-knock life by trying to get what they need for themselves. Jesus has fulfilled that law for us so that the Father adopts us as sons and heirs. So our identity has changed. We are now His own children. We are truly loved, not because we are so good or so beautiful, but because He is. And now we have all we need as heirs of Him who died for us. So the Spirit frees us to live as sons. Our relationship with God has changed. We call Him Daddy, confident that He loves us dearly. And doing what we do every day, not because we have to, but because we want to show our love for Him and those He loves. May God grant that this is true for each of us. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in true faith to life everlasting. Amen. You may now rise as we join in prayer.